Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham from Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly in Cape Town, which is Astronomers Are Us. We've got thousands of astronomers here. And I'm talking to Shandor Crook from the European Space Agency. And he's telling us about the Euclid mission, which is a very interesting one. This is a telescope up in space that's not looking for actual objects like galaxies and stars, but looking at the stuff in between. Fascinating. So good afternoon, Shandor.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. We have a lovely week here in South Africa in Cape Town.
So now tell us about this Euclid mission. What is it? What's its mission?
So the mission of the Euclid space mission is to look at the dark matter and dark energy. So you might wonder what dark energy and dark matter is. We know that there is lots of stars in the universe. We know there are lots of galaxies in the universe. But it's actually only 5% of what we know. 95% of the universe is made of stuff we don't know, which is dark matter and dark energy. And that's the reason why they're called dark, is that we don't know what they are. And that's why we want to find out.
And how does this space telescope look at dark matter if you can't see it?
So dark matter is, of course, invisible to our eyes and to the electromagnetic radiation. So what we do is we look at stuff that we know where that is there, which is galaxies. The scope of the mission is to map the universe in 3D to get the location and the position of 2 billion galaxies. That's one third of the sky that we know. So the Euclid mission, what we'll do is we'll image one third of the entire sky and get the accurate positions of these objects.
My goodness me. 2 billion galaxies. You're going to map 2 billion galaxies and then do what?
Then we'll analyze the data and we'll look at how these galaxies are located, how they are arranged. And different theories of how dark matter is distributed in the universe give different predictions on how these galaxies are distributed. So this will tell us about how much dark matter there is in the universe and how much dark energy. We're using another property, which is looking at how far galaxies are located from us. That will tell us about the expansion rate of the universe, from where we can tell how much dark energy, which is pushing all the galaxies far away from each other.
This is based on the observations that things are moving away from the Earth and at an increasing rate.
So we think this is due to dark energy. So dark matter is behaving a bit like normal matter. It's using gravity, it's clumping things together, but dark energy is the opposite. We can think about it as maybe a negative pressure, things being pulled apart by something that we don't know what it is, but it's creating a pressure in the universe. A bit like blowing up a balloon, and you can imagine if you have dots on this balloon, those are galaxies. So as soon as you inflate the balloon, the dots are becoming more and more displaced compared to each other. And that's what's happening with the galaxies in our universe. They're getting further and further away from each other.
It is extraordinary to think that, you know, you've managed to get together to create a spacecraft with a telescope on it. You've got ground stations which are getting data, a lot of data from that telescope, and it's all to look at something that we're not sure exists.
It is indeed a fascinating mission from many points of view. I think first, from an engineering point of view, this is going to create a very, very sharp image of the sky to get these accurate measurements of galaxies. So it's going to have observe very fine details, a bit like the Hubble Space Telescope. But the field of view, so how much it can see, is a lot more. It's more than 100 times more than the Hubble Space Telescope in one image. And the second challenge is the data challenge, as you mentioned. So this mission is going to create or produce data at unprecedented scale. So we're going to have 10 petabytes of data that is coming down from the mission to the Earth. And we have to serve that data to the community, to the scientists, to analyze it. And that's part of my job here.
This is really absolutely extraordinarily fascinating, like everything else going on at the IAU's General Assembly here in Cape Town. Really amazing work you're doing with Euclid, the space telescope. This is the European Space Agency. And Shandor, who I've been talking to for the last 5 minutes, thank you so much for telling the public here in Cape Town about your extraordinary work.
Thank you. It has been really a pleasure and it has been a great event here in Cape Town. We enjoyed it a lot.
Now, there's still some public events going on. If you go to the website astronomy2024.org, or if you look at the write-up for last week's Looking Up on the Fine Music Radio podcast site, then you'll see links to public events which you can still enjoy, which are happening around this fantastic Astronomical Union's General Assembly here in Cape Town at the CTICC. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.